Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
You are listening to The Alex Cardinale Show here on Ace Network. The Alex Cardinale Show is a talk show that will talk about anything and everything from WWE wrestling to movie reviews to politics to even current news and events. You will get your entertainment and news fix. Alex Cardinale promises to deliver a quality talk show that you will enjoy. Alex will share topics you want to hear with a young man's point of view. So what do you have to say? Do you, the listener, want a piece of the action? We'll get in on the action by calling into the talk show at 1-347-989-8142. Are you ready for a fun talk show? Then let's get on to Alex Cardinale, who is live right now at Ace Network Studios. Take it away, Alex.
I'm your host, Alex Cardinale, coming at you live from the Ace Network Studios right here in Springfield, Massachusetts. Hope you guys are having a fantastic week, and I hope you guys are ready for a fun show tonight. Now, tonight I am debuting a brand new series right here live on the Ace Network, and I'm actually going to be enjoying this series, so I hope you guys are going to be enjoying it as well. Now, today's show is one that I actually put a lot of work into, so hopefully you guys will be able to enjoy it. So, as I said a few minutes ago, today we are debuting a brand new series here on the Ace Network, and the name of this series is called Friendship Hour, and this series is going to broadcast once a month live on the Ace Network, and I'm going to do once a month so I can spend a full month doing research on what exactly I am going to be talking about. But tonight, on our debut episode of Friendship Hour, I will be talking about what exactly a friend is, and I have a lot of interesting topics to talk about. So this is one of those unique but very strange topics that not a lot of radio show hosts want to touch, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a try and see how I do with it. I like to try out different and hard things. I guess I'm one of those people that like to try hard things and put my name in the hat, so to speak. So let's see how I do with these friend shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, today, I'll be discussing exactly what a friend is. I'll also talk about what is not a friend. I'll talk about the kinds of friends, and I'll talk about what are the benefits of having friends. And then I'll briefly talk about social media friends and a little bit about the dangers of meeting new people. And last but not least, I'll talk about how to make friends with people in your area. So a lot of the things that I am going to cover tonight, I will be going in depth in the next few months here on the Ace Network on this wonderful series. Okay, so we are going to have a fantastic series going for you here on the Ace Network, and hopefully you guys will like this show. Now, you guys know that this show is broadcasted live every single episode, so you're more than welcome to go ahead and call in. The dial-in number is 1-347-989-8142. That's 1-347-989-8142. Now, I would love if you called in and told us about your own personal friends and share your story of how you became friends with your personal friend. That'd be wonderful. So go ahead and call in 1-347-989-8142. 1-347-989-8142. Again, the call-in number is 1-347-989-8142, and I'll answer any calls that I get tonight here on our very first episode of Friendship Hour. All right, so with that being said, let's go ahead and get started because I've got a couple of things that I would like to talk about tonight. So I'll start this off on a very fun personal note, and I'll talk about some of my personal friends that I have. These are friends that I really do enjoy having. So first I'll start with my two best friends in the whole entire world. As a matter of fact, they are both actually listening to this show, and I met them both through Blog Talk Radio, so isn't that something pretty interesting? So my first friend happens to be Slashmaster1989, a.k.a. Jeff. I met him on Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube, and Twitter. I can't really remember what site it was first, but I know it was part of three websites, and it was a tremendous honor of mine to become friends with him. And here we are, fast forward about a year later, maybe a little less than a year, but I definitely say more than 6 months later, and we are becoming personal friends, and actually we are going to be going to the New England Aquarium and such later on this year, so that's going to be interesting. So Jeff is my first personal friend. And then my second favorite personal friend happens to be the host of the Dakota Network live here on Blog Talk Radio. And Dakota Network has a great podcast, so make sure you guys check that out. If you guys are into paranormal things or if you're into reptiles, Dakota Network is the podcast to listen to right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I know I have known Andy for probably about 5 or 6 months, maybe even more than that. I don't know how long I've known him for, but I do know it's been quite a while, and he's actually a very good friend of mine. So I'd like to say thank you to Jeff and Andy for being some wonderful friends of mine. And then I've got some professional friends that I have. I wouldn't call them personal friends because I don't talk to them on a regular basis. The only time I talk to them is about a radio show or something pertaining to a radio show. But it is professional friends, in my opinion, and that would be first Blue View Aquatics owner, Josh Rodriguez. I have known him for a full year now, and we have worked together on several podcasts, and we are going to continue working together on several more podcasts, and you guys are going to be interested in that. If you're into the fish keeping hobby, I can guarantee you that it's going to be a phenomenal show, like it always is with Blue View Aquatics owner, Josh Rodriguez. And then I have some other wonderful friends, like Lynn Matney, who is a Corydoras catfish breeder for all my fish-keeping friends out there. You guys know I am the first fish-keeping podcast here on Blog Talk Radio to have Lynn Matney on the show. And I actually haven't heard from her in quite a while, so hopefully she is okay. And there are many other people that I have formed some professional friendships as they were my guest at one point, or they were my co-host, or they were my sponsor. I like to form a professional friendship with all my guests. That way they feel comfortable coming on the ACE Network, and they would be more interested in repeating appearances, and they think that I am actually a very nice guy. So I like to form some friendships with everyone that comes on the ACE Network. So that's my personal friends. Of course, I've got some local friends up here in my area that I chat with on a regular basis, but it's important that everyone has a friend. I'm pretty sure that a lot of my listeners have a few friends of their own, but if you don't, my goal with this show is to try to help you guys find friends. And I'm going to try doing that by building your confidence and teaching you a thing or two about finding friends, hopefully. I'm not no psychiatrist or anything of that nature, but I'm going to try and explain to you the best that I can of how you can personally get a friend. So that is an awesome way to start the show. Don't forget you can call in at 1-347-989-8142 and tell us about your personal friends. So let's go ahead and get started with our first topic of the evening. What is a friend? Well, the book definition of a friend is someone that you form a deep relationship with. So that is the book definition of a friend, is a person that another person forms a relationship with. Yes, that's true. A friend is someone that you may have a nice relationship with, but to me, a perfect friend or a best friend or a great friend or an awesome friend is someone that you can consider family. Even though you may not be related by blood, it may still be your family. Now, a friend is someone who is always going to have your back and is always going to defend you and stick up for you when other people are talking about you or doing something that might hurt your reputation. Now, a friend is someone that will help you out in a time of need, and they will do it not expecting anything in return. And they are going to make sure they go out of their way to help you because they're your friend. Now, a friend is someone who has the utmost respect for you because they like you as a person. And quite honestly, they may love you as a person. And a friend is also someone that is going to have the same interest in hobbies and things you do. Now, that might not always be the case. For example, I like the New York Yankees, and someone might like the Boston Red Sox or the Chicago Cubs, but there's that interest of Major League Baseball there. So there may be a different favorite team between the two people or different favorite players, whatever, but there is a shared interest of Major League Baseball or sports in general, because let's face it, there's other types of sports out there like the NFL, like hockey, like basketball, wrestling, whatever. And another thing a friend is someone that's always going to be with you through the good times and through the bad times. One way to tell if someone is really your friend is if you're having a bad time. Is that person going to stick by you, or is that person going to slip away and leave? If that person slips away and leaves, he or she is not your friend, and I would never, ever consider talking to that person again if they leave you during your bad times, because a friend will stick with you through your good times and through your bad times. So there is a lot of definitions for what a friend is, but the most important definition for what a friend is someone besides family members that you can speak with and have a great time with and enjoy yourselves with and have company, because it's always great to have friends with you, because it's always going to build your self-esteem, it's going to build your confidence, and most importantly, it's going to build your pride. Friends are awesome. I really recommend all of my listeners to keep in contact with your friends. Talk to them every day that you can, or talk to them on the computers now, because I know a lot of you are on Facebook right now, or on Twitter, or on Google+, or on Instagram. Make sure to keep in contact with your friends, because friends make everyone very, very happy. So that is my definition of what exactly a friend is. Okay, so now I want to go ahead and share some friendship quotes that I was taught in high school, and these actually are what I stand for. They are replicant of what I believe in life. So I want to go ahead and share these quotes with you as I was taught in high school, because they are very, very, very important quotes, and I want my listeners to follow these quotes to the exact T. So here they are, very important quotes. So let's get started. Now, the first quote that I was taught was, "Good friends are hard to find, harder to leave, and impossible to forget." Yes, that's correct. Good friends are hard to find, harder to leave, and impossible to forget. So if you have a best friend, they are always going to be by your side. That's a quote that I really like. Now, this is a quote that I definitely, definitely agree with 100%. Now, a true friend is someone who sees the pain in your eyes while everyone else believes your smile. That is very true, and I definitely agree with that. All right, this is one that I stand by every day of my life, and that is, remember the friends who were there for you when you needed them. They are your true friends, and ladies and gentlemen, that is the truth right there. And this one is very, very important because I have been experiencing this for quite a few years now. In life, we never lose friends. We only learn who the true friends are, and that is very important. So, for example, if you had a falling out with someone and you think to yourself you're a bad friend or a bad person, well, think not. You're not a bad friend or you're not a bad person. That person was not a true friend of yours, ladies and gentlemen. They were just trying to use you like I've been through with a couple of people. And last but not least, the last quote that I want to share with you is, many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints in your heart. And that is very true, ladies and gentlemen. So those are the quotes that I am going to share with you this week. Every episode of Friendship Hour, I'm going to share some certain quotes with you that you are definitely going to enjoy. All right? And I definitely think that friendship quotes are something that keep friendship really, really personal and really, really happy for me, in my personal opinion. All right, so far we discussed what a friend is, and I went over this month's friendship quotes. Now, I want to talk about what is not a friend, because unfortunately, some people may friend you to get something out of you or to try and hurt your feelings, because there are some sick individuals out there, unfortunately. So first, I'll talk about what is not a friend. Someone who friends you or befriends you to get something out of you is not a friend, whether it may be money or some sort of service or some sort of product. That really is not a friend. I've met a couple people who always ask me for a favor or a product or money, whatever it may be. And I really did not know this person or these people besides internet, and I really didn't consider them to be friends. They were sort of like users to me, in my opinion, because I kind of felt like they were using me to get something. So if you feel someone is using you and they're calling you as a friend, but they want something, then they are users. They are not friends. Again, you should not always be entitled to give people things in friendship. It is a nice gesture. Like, for example, if your friend has a birthday coming up or they're celebrating an anniversary, then you can give something, but you're not entitled to give someone you met on Facebook or someone you just met as a friend something all the time. That really is not a friend, in my personal opinion. But again, that's just my personal opinion. Now, let's go on to the next person that is not considered a friend. It's someone that talks to you nicely, but goes behind your back and spreads lies and rumors, and basically, quite honestly, just talks garbage about you. That is not a friend. That is what you call a phony person, or, in our terms of this show, a phony friend. Now, if someone was your friend, they honestly would not talk about you. They would actually respect you and like you. So if someone is talking about you behind your back, they most certainly are not friends, okay? And I certainly hope that none of our listeners out there are going through backstabbers like I have had to deal with over the past year. Now, the next person that might not be considered a friend is someone who constantly teases you or constantly bullies you. Now, there is no shame in friendships, because sometimes friends will tease each other in good fun and maybe have fights in good fun. But if someone does it on a regular basis, on an everyday basis, and things of that nature, then it really is not really a friend, because it's not normal for someone to constantly bully someone or tease someone. So that is, those are examples of what are not a friend, all right, because honestly, there are lots of people out there who could be your friend, but again, there's lots of people who cannot be your friend or who should not be a friend. And, for example, you've got people on Facebook adding you as a friend because they want something in return. Maybe they want to advertise their products on your wall. Maybe they want to get you to post on their wall, things of that nature. And we're going to talk about that in full length, one of our upcoming shows for Friendship Hour. We'll have a full-length discussion on what a friend is and what is not a true friend. Today's show is basically more of an introduction to this great show. All right, so now I want to talk about the kinds of friends. There are a few different kinds of friends out there. First, you've got best friends, which are people you see almost every day. Your best friends is someone that you're going to talk with on the phone, you're going to talk to in person, you're going to go out to the store together, you're going to go play baseball together. Basically, you're going to do things together with this person. That is a best friend. Most people have a best friend, or they've had best friends growing up. And it's really important for everyone at some point in their life to have a best friend, because it's going to help you mature and find yourself, and it's going to make you grow confidence, and it's going to make you grow some pride. It'll make you an overall better person. So I am honored to have a couple of best friends. And then we've got social media friends. These are people that you find on Facebook. These are people you find on Twitter, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, basically any of the websites on the Internet. Now, unfortunately, I really don't consider these people friends, because you don't know who they are. You don't know who you're dealing with on the Internet. They can be trolls, or they can be pedophiles, or they could be mass murderers. So you don't know who you're dealing with on the Internet, but some people think that people on the Internet are actually friends, so I guess everyone has their own opinion, but there are social media friends. I personally do have a couple of social media friends that I talk to on the computer or on the cell phone, and I actually think of them as best friends now, but I'm talking about me meeting people on social media right away and them thinking that I'm their friend is not something I would consider doing right away. Then you have your professional friends. These are like people that you work with or that you go to school with, but you generally have conversations with them and you talk to them on a frequent basis, but you're not really a personal friend with them. You just talk with them at work, maybe you go out for a bite to eat, or you basically enjoy yourself when you are working with these people. And the last kind of friend is, of course, your personal friends. These are people that you might see on a regular basis, or on a once, or on an occasional appearance. These might be people you went to school with, or you have a long distance relationship with. That's what that kind of friend is. So those are the kinds of friends. Again, you have your best friends, you have your personal friends, your professional friends, and your social media friends. Those are all of the good friends. And then you've got the bad friends, which would be the bullies, and then you would have the backstabbers and the troublemakers. So there's a lot of different kinds of friends. And again, today's show is simply just an introduction to this wonderful series, and we're going to do an entire show dedicated to the kinds of friends. All right, my friends? See what I said there? All my listeners are my friends, I guess. Just kidding. Now, the last thing I'll talk about before we take our first commercial break is, what are the benefits of having friends? Well, the first benefit is it's actually going to up your self-esteem, because as you talk to people, you're going to grow more confident and you're going to have more pride in yourself. The second benefit of having friends is you are actually going to be able to talk more. Now, that may sound corny and stupid, but it is true, because if you've been a loner for most of your life, then you may feel really lonely, but once you make friends with somebody, you're going to feel important and you're going to be able to talk to these people. It's going to take quite a while, but you will feel more comfortable with this person and you'll be able to talk with people. The next benefit of having friends is that you have fun. It's always important to have fun with friends. Fun is good for everyone, and with friends, you're always guaranteed to have fun. So that's the benefits of friends. And next month, we're going to talk about the benefits and drawbacks of having friends. All right, so what an awesome start to this show. I am going to go ahead and call and do my first commercial break. Now, I'd like to remind all of our listeners that you can go ahead and call in at 1-347-989-8142 to discuss some of your personal friends. That, again, is 1-347-989-8142. So I'm trying to get used to this show. This is kind of a unique but different show for me, so I'm trying to get used to hosting a friendship show. So hopefully I'm doing good, but if I'm not doing good, please bear with me. All right, so let's go ahead and take our first commercial break, and this commercial break is being sponsored by our fish-keeping friends, Akari Sales USA, ST International Aquarium Supply, School of Fish, Inc., It's a Band Tropical Fish, North Texas Holy Rock, and Freshwater Fish Freaks, the wonderful Facebook group. We'll be right back with more of this wonderful friend topic show here on the Alex Cardinelli Show, exclusively on the ACE Network.
Hikari offers a wide selection of aquatic diets to help you and your fishy friend find success. With more than 137 years of aquatic experience, Hikari was the originator of species-specific diets long before others thought it was important or trendy, and the first to bring unique products to fish keepers like algae wakers, the world's first diet specifically formulated for Picosinus, micropellets, the world's first micro-coated aquatic diet for tropical fish, Zaki Hikari, the world's first probiotic-enhanced diet for koi, goldfish, cichlid, and now turtles, and BioPure, the world's cleanest and most nutrition-packed frozen and freeze-dried foods, industry trendsetters when they were first introduced. When you're looking for the best aquatic diets your hard-earned money can buy for your aquatic pets, look no further than Hikari. Your fish and your wallet will be forever grateful.
ST International Aquarium Supply is a proud sponsor of the Aquatic Wetline Podcast, as heard here live on the ACE Network. ST International offers aquarists a variety of fine aquarium products, including filters, heaters, aquarium feeders for your fish. We offer the best planted aquarium equipment on the market today. You can even become a member of our website and receive discounts on our products, anywhere from 5 to 20% off. So come check out ST International Aquarium Supply at www.st.international.com or call us for more information at 1-800-900-8288. For orders over $175, ST International will ship your order to you for free. So come check out ST International today.
School of Fish, Inc. offers everything an aquarium hobbyist in Western Massachusetts needs. We offer the best alive stock from freshwater to saltwater and everything in between. We also have the best corals and live rock. School of Fish, Inc. carries the best brands of fish food, medications, and equipment such as Hikari, Tetra, Marineland, API, and much more. Stop by and check us out today. School of Fish, Inc., located at 1865 Page Boulevard, Springfield, Massachusetts. And we can be reached at 413-543-1994. We're open Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Closed Tuesdays. Check out School of Fish, Inc. That's School of Fish, Inc. on Facebook for exclusive deals, specials, and see what's new.
It's your band Tropical Fish is proud to partner with the Aquatic Wetline Online Radio. It's your band Tropical Fish brings to you exotic and rare tropical fish shipped straight to your door. Stingrays, datnoids, peacock bass, arowanas, and much more. If you are into rare and exotic fish, we have the fish just for you. For more information, check out our website, itchabantropical.com, and also check us out on Monster Fish Keepers, Itchaban Tropical Fish.
North Texas Holy Rock, providing the world the finest holy rock, one rock at a time. Satisfaction guaranteed. Whether you're looking for a small, single piece, or 200 pounds to set up your first MB Una tank, North Texas Holy Rock can provide you what you need. You will not find a company that offers the same level of customer service or an owner who truly enjoys setting up your tank as if it were his own. North Texas Holy Rock also offers all related aquarium supplies and accessories. Find us on the web at ntholyrock.com. That's N-T-H. OLEYROCK.com. North Texas Holy Rock.
Hey, calling all you freshwater fish lovers. Are you on Facebook right now? I bet you are. Come check out the wonderful group called Freshwater Fish Fish, which has over 2,000 freshwater fish creatures. Whatever you see, community fish, monster fish, oddball fish, or even goldfish, all freshwater fish keepers are welcome. Open arms. You will not find another group with such wonderful freshwater hobbies who share their love of the hobby. So type in that search bar on Facebook, Freshwater Fish Fish. A quick join. Be part of this awesome freshwater fish group on Facebook. So, freshwater fish, what are you waiting for? Come check us out.
You are now tuned back into the Alex Cardinelli Show, live with your host, Alex Cardinelli. We hope you enjoyed our nice music and commercial break and are ready for some fun discussion. What is Alex going to chat about now? Well, get involved with social media and tweet your thoughts on tonight's topic. Tweet to @AlexCardinelli1, capital A in Alex and C in Cardinelli. Now let's get back to the action. Here's Alex live from the Blog Talk Radio Studio in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Welcome back to the very first episode of Friendship Hour, live here exclusively on the Alex Cardinelli Entertainment Network, here on the Alex Cardinelli Show. And today we have a fantastic show, which is being presented to you by Hikari Seals USA, ST International, and our wonderful non-fish keeping sponsor, Cheesecakes by Design. And today I figured I'd introduce a brand new series to you guys because, as my show motto is, or my network motto is, expect the unexpected, and I bet a lot of my listeners did not expect for me to talk about friendship. So I hope you guys are definitely enjoying this show. Now, we had a few topics before commercial break. I answered the question, what is a friend? I gave away this month's friendship quotes, and we talked about what is not a friend, and the kinds of friends, and things of that nature. Now, don't forget, listeners, you can go ahead and call in at 1-347-989-8142. That is 1-347-989-8142. all right, and I'll be happy to answer your calls. You can call in to ask me anything basically on today's show, or you can call in and talk about personal friends that you have. So just go ahead and call in. I love having callers here on the ACE Network because I think callers make the show fantastic. Now, I hope you guys are ready for some more topics, and hope I do good, because there really isn't much to talk about friends, because you just go out and make friends. But I thought it'd be an interesting talk show because I was researching on Blog Talk Radio, and I was into the category friends, and there wasn't that many friend shows as of recently, because the last friend show I saw was back in 2010. That was 5 years ago, so hopefully I'll be able to get more people interested in friend talk shows. But this is my first one, so please bear with me. So we're going to go ahead and get back to our topic until we get a caller or two here on today's show. Now, we are actually, we have a caller here on the ACE Network. So I hope this is a caller that people are going to enjoy. I think I know who this caller is.
You are now live on the line.
Live on the line
with Alex Cardinelli.
Oh, yep, I know who this caller is. The name just showed up now. Hi, you're now live on the ACE Network, and thank you very much for coming into our first episode of Friendship Hour.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Not bad. I'm just going to ask a quick question and hang up and get back to listening to the show, if that's okay.
Sure, that sounds great. By the way, this is my personal friend, Jeff. You guys know who Jeff is. He's the co-host for the ACE Network.
Okay, and I'm going to ask my question and then hang up so I can go back and listen because I don't have headphones right now. So.
Okay, sounds great, sir.
So my question is, I know a lot of people struggle these days, but what are your tips on people looking for a girlfriend and how to get one?
Okay, there's a lot of different ways that you can find girlfriends nowadays. The first one, which is the classic old way to get a girlfriend, is to go out and get a job, because a lot of women love money. So if a guy has money, then you can pretty much bet that you're going to find a girlfriend, because a lot of these women out there need money to support their family. The second way to go out and get a girlfriend is actually to get yourself out of your house and go out to places like stores or maybe to the park. Just get out of your house and go out and start chatting with some girls and make some small talk, and you'll be able to get a girlfriend that way. And the third and final way I would suggest for you to get a girlfriend, although it may not be the safest and cleanest way to get a girlfriend, is to check out your local strip club and chat with one of the girls there. Maybe you can make a nice girlfriend that way, but that is definitely not the recommended way to get a girlfriend, but I know a lot of people do that. But if it was me, I personally would actually chat with a girl and hook up with that way. You guys know that I'm a pretty good talker, so I pretty much would be able to get with any girl that I wanted to. Plus, I have money, so I'd have a lot of the gold diggers coming after me because I have a good mouth and I have a good pocket, so they'd be pretty happy. So that was a wonderful question. We'll have to do a show that way. That's a great show idea, how to get a girlfriend if you're a man, or how to get a boyfriend if you're a lady. So that's a great, great topic for a future friendship episode of the Alex Cardinelli Show here on ACE Network. And thank you very much, Jeff, for calling in. So thank you, Jeff, for calling in. Anyone else is welcome to call in 1-347-989-8142. All right. So let me dive back into my next topic here. Now, this is a question that I had emailed to me. Actually, the day I had my power shut off, I was originally going to do this show yesterday, but my power was shut off, and I had this I had this question emailed to me by one of my favorite listeners by the name of LKIT, Radio, which is a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio that talks about adult things. But his question is, are social media friends good? In other words, is it good to have a friend on Facebook? I really don't know the answer to that because we don't know who is behind the computer. In other words, you don't know who is on Facebook, you don't know who is on Twitter, and you don't really know who is on YouTube or Blog Talk Radio unless you call them on the phone or you see them on Skype or on a Google Hangout. But yes, I do think that some social media friends are pretty good, because not everyone is out there to spam your account or post viruses or do some sort of that nature. So that is very, very true. Now, like I said before, you can't really trust everyone in this world, but there is a few rare cases that there are some good social media friends out there. Like for me, example, I met Andy on social media on Facebook, and I met Jeff on social media, and look where we are now. We're good personal best friends. And I'm laughing at the chat room right now, so I kind of lost track of mind. IWS Radio says, a good mouth and a good pocket. That sounded sexual. Yeah, it does, kind of, but it's funny. So you made me lose track of mind here. Now, there's also the issue of, especially with young teenagers, thinking that they met a girl on the internet and they think that they're actually having a real life relationship, albeit it's through Facebook or Twitter. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it really does not beat the benefit of having a real life friendship in living color. In other words, having a friendship in your neck of the woods, a real best friend that you can see every day. You can literally travel to this person's house and hang out and go out to eat and stuff. But yes, the answer to this question, short and simple, is yes and no. Social media friends can be good if you actually know who you're talking to on the internet. Because, like I said earlier on the show, there was a lot of sickos on the internet, a lot of pedophiles, perverts, hackers, trolls, you name it. But there is a lot of wonderful people on Facebook. Like, for example, you've got these wonderful podcasts that you can friend. You've got a lot of wonderful people, especially on Facebook. For example, if you are a fish keeper or you're a chef or you're a sports lover or whatever your hobby is, you are going to love it. Now, all you've got to do is simply find a group on Facebook, join it, and you instantly are going to make friends with some people. And that is pretty cool. And we're going to do a show on social media friends. I'll have a whole set of topics made specifically for that show, and it'll be on social media friends, and I guarantee you it'll be a good show. All right? Now, my next topic, someone wanted me to talk about this, and I think it's kind of a little bit early to talk about this early in the series, but I guess I will. Now, Lisa wants me to talk about the dangers of meeting people. I really didn't talk about making friends today, so I guess I will talk about that in a couple minutes here on the show, but I did want to save that for a later episode in this series. So basically, I'll just give a brief overview of it. Now, the dangers of meeting people is kind of simple, in my personal opinion. If you don't know who you're meeting, never allow them in your house. Meet them in a public area, like a restaurant or a store, somewhere where there's going to be a lot of people around, because you don't know who this person is. It could be a murderer, it could be a pedophile, or it could be someone that wants to do harm to you. So there is a lot of dangers of meeting people, and I will do a show just on that specific topic, the dangers of meeting people. I have seen a lot of cases on the internet about people getting kidnapped and getting raped and getting murdered because they believe that their social media friend was a good person. All right? It is really sad that people believe that the social media person they're talking to is an actual person, when in reality, about 7 times out of 10, the person they're talking to is a murderer or someone out there to do harm. So there is a lot of danger in meeting people. I would never, ever meet someone on a social media unless I really felt comfortable with this person. And even then, I'd still feel a little nervous. And the first time I was going to meet them, I'd meet them at a restaurant or a public place. That way they're not going into your house. All right? Now the last two topics I'll talk about for tonight's show. How to make friends with people in your area. Well, it's kind of simple. For me, it's kind of simple to make friends because I can talk a lot and I actually am a very nice person. So here is how you can make friends with people in your area. First, the first way you can make friends is don't be an asshole. Yes, that's right. Don't be an asshole to people. Be as nice as you can be. And I guarantee you, you will have a lot of friends. And I'm not being funny when I tell you that. Don't be an asshole. I'm being very serious. Don't be a douchebag, and you'll have a lot of wonderful friends, okay? Now, one good way of making friends is to start small talk. Go up to a person and start talking to them. Make them feel comfortable, and they'll start talking back to you, and then you can exchange phone numbers and call and talk, and then that'll lead to friendship. And I personally am going to do a whole entire show on making friends with people in your in your area. I'll talk about making friends with people in your area and making friends online that you can later meet in person. And, again, that brings you to the dangers of meeting people, which we'll talk about in that same particular show. So as you can see, today's show is basically just an introduction to a wide variety of shows that is going to lead to many shows. I think this series is going to be a very long series. I can see easily about 15 shows for this series. So it's very easy to make friends in your area. All you got to do is get out and start talking to people, and you pretty much could have friends in your area. And the last thing I'll talk about for tonight's show is fun things to do with your friends. Now, obviously, you can go fishing. You can actually go out to eat. You can go play baseball. But there is a lot of things you can do with your friends. What I would recommend is do what you and your friend like. For example, if my friend and I are into the fish-keeping hobby, we would go to the fish store. If my friend and I were into baseball, we'd go watch a baseball game. Or if my friend and I would like to go out to eat or go shopping, we'd go out to eat. So just do what you guys like, and that's what you guys can do with your friends. So today's episode, again, is just an introductory show, so I really didn't have a set topic in mind, but next month you're going to be hearing me talk a lot about the benefits of friends and the kinds of friends, the drawbacks of having friends, and things of that nature. So next month will be a much better show, a much more organized show than today's show. Today's show was just an introductory show, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. So those are all my topics for tonight's show. Again, don't forget to call in at 1-347-989-8142, and I'll be happy to answer your call on friends. Now, later on in this series, I will do a show on some bad experiences I had with friends. I'll share my experiences with you of people who I thought were my best friends, but in the end, it turned out that they weren't my best friends. I think people can actually learn from that. So later on in the series, I will teach you guys about that. So what are you looking forward to? What do you want to learn about friends? Let me know by calling in at 1-347-989-8142. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take my final commercial break, which is being sponsored by our non-fish-keeping friends. And when I come back, I'm going to have some radio show announcements. I'll announce next month's show, and I have a big announcement to make regarding the future of the ACE Network, so you guys want to make sure you stick around for that. Now, this commercial break is being sponsored by Cheesecakes by Design. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, they have a delicious cheesecake at Cheesecakes by Design, and they ship fresh cheesecakes right to your door anywhere in the United States of America. So if you love cheesecake, you got to check out Cheesecakes by Design. Then we have Jambox for all of our wonderful guitar-loving friends. Jambox has all the Jambox has all the tools that you need for your guitar. And then we've got my best friend's podcast called Paranormal Hour on Dakota Network. And ladies and gentlemen, the Paranormal Hour is going to air live tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And Andy's going to have a couple of wonderful guests on that show. Last Saturday, he had a wonderful show. And tomorrow night, he has a couple of lovely ladies coming on his show. So I definitely recommend anyone that loves paranormal stuff, check out Andy's show live tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And then all of our other non-sponsors commercials we played during this commercial break. And when we come back, I'll wrap up this wonderful show. So stick around, folks, and feel free to call in 1-347-989-8142.
Are you looking for something creamy, moist, and decadent in your life? Do you have a sweet tooth? Well, cheesecakes are the answer for you. Cheesecake by Design offers you a wide variety of cheesecakes and some wonderful flavors. At Cheesecake by Design, you will find a flavor just for you, whatever it be, a red velvet cheesecake, a strawberry cheesecake, or a cookies and cream cheesecake. We have tons of flavors to fit your needs. We ship fresh cheesecakes all over the United States straight to your door. So next time you're hosting a party, family get together, or a cookout, and you need dessert, order a delicious, moist, creamy cheesecake from Cheesecake by Design. Our cheesecakes are always homemade and made with the freshest possible ingredients. Check out our website and call 336-525-5120 with any questions or to place an order.
Accessories can be expensive and time-consuming, but it doesn't have to be. Jambox will deliver the necessities right to your front door. Jambox is great for players of any age and all experience levels. Try new brands, new products, and get your jam on. Order a Jambox today at www.jamboxcanada.ca.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Do you find it interesting when people tell ghost stories? Or tell you stories about things that have happened to them that they cannot explain? Then, if you are, join me, Andrew J., on the Dakota Network as I interview paranormal investigators, cryptozoologists, and everything paranormal. You won't be disappointed. So please feel free to come over to the Dakota Network. That's Dakota Network on Blog Talk Radio. And listen to me live as I interview these interesting people. I will have paranormal investigators on there that are going to share EVPs. They're going to talk about some of their more interesting stories they have. So please, come over and check me out. You won't be disappointed. And thank you for your time.
Discover Romanian business opportunities. Our TV show offers free information about domestic entrepreneurial environment, interviews, and more. Don't miss it.
Here at Kimsel Federal Credit Union, we offer a free mobile banking app, no ATM fees, free online banking, and free bill pay, all for your convenience. Visit us online at www.kimsel.org. That's www.khemcel.org. Visit our local branch at 1901 South Highway 77 in Kingsville, Texas, or call us at 361-592-7767. Kimsel Federal Credit Union. We're here for you. Member NCUA.
The Siteman Cancer Center is committed to improving the health of our community and has developed a program called 8 Ways to Prevent Cancer. By making these 8 simple lifestyle changes, you can help reduce your risk of getting cancer. Maintain a healthy weight, exercise regularly, eat a healthy diet, don't smoke, drink alcohol in moderation, protect yourself from the sun and STDs, and get regular screening tests. Take control of your health. Visit the Siteman Cancer Center exhibit for more information. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Do you enjoy listening to ACE Network? Do you want to know more about ACE Network? Then join our Facebook group called ACE Network Fan Group. In this group, you could post your thoughts on today's show. You could post your thoughts on anything aquarium related, cooking related, sports, WWE related, anything PG-13. So the next time you're on Facebook, search for the ACE Network Fan Group. Click join. You could also friend Alex Cardinelli on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at AlexCardinelli1. And don't forget, our show page is blogtalk.com/AlexCardNetwork. And please, enjoy our shows.
Network, and we had a phenomenal show today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Now, before I end the show, I got a couple of announcements that I think you guys are definitely going to enjoy. Now, my first announcement is, besides this series here on ACE Network, I have a couple of other series that are going to be debuting on the ACE Network. I'm really excited about this time on the ACE Network because it's got a couple of very interesting series debuting here on the ACE Network. Today, we had the Friendship Hour debuting. Tomorrow, we're going to have one of my personal favorite series that I'm looking forward to because I love studying these kinds of things and I love watching ID Discovery. So tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the ACE Network, another new series is going to debut, and the name of this series is Crime Time Hour, where I will be discussing some of the famous crimes in all of the world. Most specifically, I mainly will be focusing on the United States of America and the famous crimes of the United States. So tomorrow, in our first episode, I'll be talking about the Columbine High School shooting in 1999. I'll be talking about the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, the movie theater shooting in 2012, plus I'll be discussing some mystery shootings all the way back in 1895 up until 1999. So you've got a wide variety of crimes that I'll be discussing on our first episode of Crime Time Hour live tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. Another new series that will be debuting here on the ACE Network is my very own sports show. Yes, we have the Mad Scientist Sports Lab here on the ACE Network, and that is hosted by Nick Ficarelli. But you guys know that I love sports, so I will be having my own very popular sports show, I hope. And I'm not sure when exactly my sports show is exactly going to debut, but I will have my own sports show here on the Alex Cardinelli Show. Another series that's going to debut here on the ACE Network at some point is going to be Movie Review Hour, where I will be reviewing a certain movie or certain movies, so I can't wait for that, and I'll also be doing food reviews and beverage reviews. So I have a lot of new series debuting here on the ACE Network. Some will debut this month, some will debut in June, and some will debut over the summer, but there will be a lot of brand new series for the Alex Cardinelli Show. So debuting this month is Friendship Hour, Crime Time Hour, the sports show that I'm going to do, and the Movie Review Hour. Now, this series, the Friendship Hour, is going to be once a month, but the Crime Time Hour and the Movie Review are going to be every other week here on the ACE Network, okay? So that was one of my radio show announcements. My next announcement is don't forget to join us for our next episode of Saturday Night Main Event. I've got some wonderful live prank calls coming up this Saturday that you guys are going to love. And I also got something epic planned for the end of the show. It's going to be very, very cool. And what's going to happen towards the end of the show is I'm going to make a major announcement about another radio show that I've been asked to co-host, and I can't wait for that. I've been asked to co-host another show here on Blog Talk Radio, and I haven't decided yet, but I'll make my decision on Saturday night live on the radio, and you guys will be the first people to hear my decision on that. So make sure you guys tune in this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for that. All right, my last announcement is regarding next month, the month of June, Friendship Hour. And that's going to be on Kind of Friends, Benefits, and Drawbacks of Friends. So next month on Friendship Hour, I, Alex Cardinelli, will discuss Kinds of Friends, the Benefits, and Drawbacks of Friends. All right, so I want to thank you for listening to today's episode of the Alex Cardinelli Show on the ACE Network. I hope you guys enjoyed this fantastic episode. Now, I want to remind you to please check us out on Facebook. I have a fan group called the ACE Network Fan Group. I have a fan page called the ACE Network Radio Show. So make sure you follow us there. I'm also on iTunes, so you can listen to any of my shows on iTunes. And I'm also on Stitcher Radio, so you can download all my shows on Stitcher Radio. All right. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of the Alex Cardinelli Show. Have a great rest of your night, and peace out, everyone. This is Alex Cardinelli, and you've been listening to another episode of the Alex Cardinelli Show, presented to you by Cheesecakes by Design. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Alex Cardinelli Show here on ACE Network. Alex hopes you enjoyed the show. Please check us out every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our weekly talk show that will cover anything and everything. Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Chef George Norell Hour. Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our fun Saturday Night Live. And every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Cooking with Alex Cardinelli, where you'll get tasty and delicious recipes. Share today's show on your Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus account by copying and pasting our show URL to your account so that your friends can listen to our awesome talk show. Have a great night. Alex Cardinelli's show on ACE is now off the air. End show.
Podcast belongs to the ACE Network, Alex Cardinelli Entertainment Network. It may not be reused, redistributed without permission from Alex Cardinelli himself. This podcast was recorded live from the Springfield, Massachusetts studio and ACE Network.